This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Look at that. The open sign is open. The on-air light is on. That means we are rocking and rolling here on Auto World. Welcome to Auto World, folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to be along with you, the third hour of Auto World. For each and every one of you that don't get the first and second hour of Auto World, well, I'm sorry. But you can. You can, because we just got off of the second hour live with Mark Roush. He, again, is the Executive Vice President and Co-Publisher of the Auto Channel. Google the Auto Channel. Google Mark Roush. We talked about ethanol. So I just want to throw this out there. And Mark said on air live that he's got, I asked him live, we are live from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. I asked him, could I possibly give out a book to you, a trivia winner? And what did he say? I'll give you five. So five of you are going to be winners of a book that Mark got involved in, wrote that book, put information that is true all about the word of the week, and it is ethanol. So we learned a lot the second hour, and if you do want to go back and look at it, you can. Just Google Auto World Podcast, number one on the top. Very proud of that. Do it at any one point in time. And you can also always go to GCNLive.com and listen to Auto World and see yours truly there. And I do appreciate you joining me here on the third hour of Auto World. Each and every hour is different. I have news. I have recalls. We are going to take your email. I'm going to not only take your email and take your phone calls this third hour, but I'm also going to take and fix some of the emails that's come in. Fix these cars that's come in through me, through the email, which is autoworldradio@yahoo.com through this last week. So I hope your Auto World has been... I don't wish any brake, brokage, leakage, smellage, noisyage car on you, okay? That's one thing I just don't do. But if I say, your car is doing this, what in the world is going on under the hood? Put some oil in it. Sometimes it's as simple as that. Yes, I'll tell you a quick story real quick. That, in fact, I had a young person come in my shop driveway one day. 15-year-old, just barely got started driving to learn how to do a clutch, and I thought I was going to get actually hit. Anyway, he did get the clutch pushed, and I did not get hit, and he got her stopped. But his question was, I've got a noise in the engine. Mark, what is it? And I said, I heard you come in. I was in the shop, and I came out to see, to tell you to shut it off, because there's no oil in there. He says, what? I says, come here. And we popped the hood, and I actually taught him what a dipstick was and where it was at on that engine, how to open the hood. And we pulled the dipstick out, and that dipstick that, no, I'm not calling him a dipstick. He was learning. He was the first-time driver. He's 15 years old. Okay, no emails on that. It's the dipstick in the engine that's a stick that goes down into a tube that measures the oil depth in your oil pan. And I pulled that dipstick out of there, and it's as dry as a bone. And I ended up putting 5 quarts of oil in his Pontiac Grand Am. And why I mention the make and model is because that engine only takes 5 quarts of oil when you change the oil and take the oil filter off. So that means that, in fact, that Pontiac Grand Am had zero oil in it. So, hey, I guess that means it's time for a salute to Pontiac for making an engine that can run on zero oil. Whew. Anyway, we put some oil in it, and one thing it fixed, guess what? It fixed that. He went away like this. It was quiet. Anyway, if you want your car to be quiet, I can help. 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex has got grease all over his axle right there. He's hanging over the board. He's ready and willing to take your calls here on Auto World. And I'm ready and willing to look at those emails and figure out if I can fix your Auto World. Definitely. I want to. I will. Guarantee it. How do I do that? 45 years of being hands-on. I'm an ASE, Automotive Service Excellence. ASE, that's what that stands for. Master Technician. Now, that means that I've passed all those tests. I've walked down, touched, I've street smarts to doing it, owning my own repair shop for years, doing it, fixing it, having done it, and then passing the tests in order to get all the certificates, 38 of them, on the wall in the Greasy Garage studio from where I'm broadcasting from Boise, Idaho right now. It's good to have you along, and we're going to have a great hour here on Auto World. First and most off, we've got some Auto World weekly news. Going to go to your emails like I promised, and then we're going to get the little Auto World little car fact out, DL29. What's that all about? We're going to find out. And then, did you know? That segment we call Did You Know? And then the last thing here, the third hour, if we get time, on this day in automotive history, what happened? We're going to get to that, too. But first and foremost, Delivering David just stepped into the studio. Delivering David, how you doing? Get out. Thanks. He just handed me. Thank you. Appreciate it. Now get out. No, you can't stay. There's no more popcorn left here in the studio. He always comes in the studio and eats my popcorn. Whew, hope you got some popcorn left and sitting there drinking your favorite Coca-Cola or Pepsi or water. That's good, too. Coffee, that's good. He just delivered some awesome news. Ooh, two things. Hey, I love it. Talladega. Yeah, I mentioned that earlier here the first hour. Talladega was on today. Well, third overtime winner is, guess who? Denny Hamlin. Oh, it was a photo finish, folks. Photo finish, Denny Hamlin. Congratulations on the win. And wait a minute, some more news. Maybe that's why Delivering David brought it in, because of Denny Hamlin's name. Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin, they're teaming up. Oh, in 2021, Michael Jordan, you know, the basketball player? Uh-huh. Well, he'll be joining the NASCAR team this in 2021, which is next year. NASCAR, he's going to be owner of, we don't know the number yet, and we don't know the name of the team yet, but we do know that Bubba Wallace will be the driver under the Michael Jordan name. That's kind of neat. I know Michael Jordan also got involved with DraftKings. I don't know if you're familiar with DraftKings and the company there. He's on the board of directors and also invested some money in DraftKings. And that's kind of interesting. He's kind of getting out there again, it looks like, on the scene, I guess, the social scene. You never know what he's going to do next. We got a little time before the first break. Let's go to the email bag. Now, what I do with the email bag is I take your emails, folks, throughout the week that you email me on the show right here, right now, and or through the week. I print them out, I put them in a bag, and then I reach in the bag live and I pull it out. Now, if you do not want me to read your email, just put no on there. Or a sentence that says, please do not read on the air. Don't do it live. Or whatever you want to say, just say no. All right, so let's go into the email bag. Reach in to see if I can't pick the winner this week here on the third hour of Auto World. I've got one here. Awesome. And let's see here. It says, looks good and clean. So we're ready. Okay. Hey, Mark, great listening to you. First time emailer, long time listener. Well, thank you. Hey, appreciate that. And you don't have to be, this is the first time you email, but you can email me from here on out. Okay? All right. Long-time listener, I do appreciate that. I've been with Auto World since back in the day, I believe it was 1996. I started becoming a field producer and being on the air with Bob, helping him out with Bob Long, that is, with the Auto World. And I'm very proud to say that he asked me to carry on his legacy and keep it rocking and rolling because his health is faded. And we're going to do that. We're going to take you. You're our star, folks, listeners. I'm going to take you inside the hood, inside the engine, underneath the driver's seat where the popcorn has been spilled and the coins are. We're going to take you where you've never been before, like we did that last hour with Mark Roush, ethanol. That's what it's all about. Let's get back to that email. He says, I'm fed up with my Chevrolet Sierra 1500 pickup. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, that means some music's coming our way, and that means we're going to take a short break, get more popcorn, and while you're at it, grab a Snickers bar. I'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is a yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at.
So honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
Sounds like we got a rod knocking. Should have put oil in it. I'm telling you. Driving down the freeway like that. Got to get that rod. Get some oil in that thing. Delivering David, would you get some oil? Thank you. Whew. Man, I hate that when the motor doesn't have any oil in. It's pretty noisy. Sorry about that, folks. Your ears have probably been... you probably go to sleep tonight thinking about that rod knocking in your engine. No, you won't. All I got to say is your oil pan... Oh, by the way, you're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Now, let's get back to the oil. No, it's good to have you along. Really, all the folks in all six rows out in front of me, good to have all of you along, even the gentleman in the pink pajamas to the left. Good looking. Next time come in, I want to see some oil spilled on those pajamas. Okay. Anyway, hey, make sure you change the trash. Get rid of the trash, not the trash can underneath your kitchen sink. I'm talking about the oil pan on your truck, your car. Oh, yeah, even your lawnmower. Now, we're going out of the S, that's summer, and we're going into the W, that's winter. All the trash in your engine, folks, it doesn't matter what it is. Snowmobile, get ready, because you're getting ready to fire that bad boy up. See what I'm saying? You're going into... You're always using a motor. Gasoline, ethanol burn, propane burn. You might even think about maybe getting a hydrogen car. Some news coming on that next week. Anyway, the whole thing is that if you don't change your oil, you won't be ready. So get the sewage and the trash out of the oil pan. That is the trash can of your engine. Now let's get back to that email. I already pulled it out of the bag, so I don't have to make that noise for you because we don't have to go back in the bag. I'll just start all over this email. It says, "Hey, Mark, great listening to you. First-time emailer, long-time listener. I'm fed up with my Chevrolet Sierra 1500 pickup. I've had it to the repair shop four times, and they keep spending my money, and I still have the E-light on. Help. The code is 446. What can you do for me? Dustin in Lawrence, Massachusetts." Lawrence, Massachusetts. I'm looking here on the affiliate list because I like to do a shout-out to Lawrence, Massachusetts. So he's listening on 102.9 FM, WNNW. That's WNNW, 102.9 FM. Good to have you along. That's actually Andover and Lowell, Massachusetts. I've been in Andover, if I can say it correctly, and I just did, I believe. Sorry if I butchered your town's name. But, oh, yeah, I was back there with my wife to look at fall foliage. You folks, that is beautiful, the fall foliage you do. And we got caught in the nor'easter, that storm you folks call nor'easter. Everybody was safe. Everybody got out okay. And it wasn't as bad as I believe you folks thought it was going to be. And that's great. The fall foliage, the leaves and everything didn't quite all fall off the trees. It looked good. Anyway, back to Dustin with his email. So, Dustin, you got a code of 446, and that is a code that's been, 446, you say here. Chevrolet Sierra 1500 pickup. Yes, I know that code quite well. I hate it. First off, I hate that code. Now, that code is all wrapped around that EVAP, E-V-A-P, emissions. And emissions, folks, in all of your cars are a pain in the... Anyway, pain in the... train that just left the station if he has a code 446. Because what that is, it could be a gas cap. Dustin, I'm going to start with the simple things. So if you've still got... No, you didn't tell me the year. That's okay. But again, you're going to see maybe that code, folks. Dustin, also at 50,000 miles. So if you're 50,000 or over, that code could come up. And let's start with the gas cap replacement. Do that. And do not... First and foremost, that code could come up. If you're running on quarter of a tank, no. I want half a tank in there and above, period. See, it's a box back there. It's a plastic box called the fuel tank. And if there's more air in it than liquid, you're going to end up, truthfully, if the gas cap's not venting correctly, you're going to have the code, period. Because that gas tank's going to shrink up, expand and shrink. And that's what causes the fuel cap. We want it to vent. If it doesn't vent, you're going to get that code. Okay, let's get the gas cap replaced first. But make sure you have half a tank or more in it when we do this. And then you're going to have to clear the code, have somebody clear the code, get it out of the hard drive in the computer. Yes, your parts stores can some of them will do it, some of them won't. And some of your, if you don't have a good dentist or a doctor on hand, then you're going to have to look for a dentist because I know that your teeth are going to be sore one day. You might not think so. What's that have to do with automotive, you ask? The gentleman in the sixth row is asking, he's shaking his head. He says, "What in the world does a dentist have to do with my coat?" Well, see, you need a good mechanic, too.
in the lineup of people you need in your life to fix not only your teeth, the doctor also, the eye doctor, the ear doctor, but you do need a doctor for the metal you're driving. Dustin, do you have a good mechanic / doctor for the metal? If you do, drive in. And if it's a good doctor of automotive, they'll scan that for you and clear that code for you. For how much? I'll tell you the price. $FREE, free. That's a good doctor. Because, see, you've given them your business, your lube oil filters, your oil changes. You've given them your tire business. You've given them your brake business. You've given them your fuel filter business. I could go on all day long because there's a lot of divisions in a car. So your mechanic should be a good friend of yours, because I know that all of you are going to have the money light come on sooner or later. That's called the money light, but it's really called the engine light, E-light. So, Dustin, you got a code, gas cap first. Now, with the Chevrolet Sierra 1500s, there's an evaporator, VAP solenoid switch that's up on top of the Vortec engine. Dustin, yes, good news, you can do it yourself. You absolutely can. You don't have to have the memory saver plugged into the OBD2, by the way, on this one. And we won't go there, but don't worry about that. Dustin, I want you to do the gas cap. Say hello to $8, maybe 10. If you want locking, you can get a locking one. It's going to be 15 to 20. But get the gas cap, and then I want you to go up, pop the hood, go right up, and then you're going to take that big plastic shield off. This is Vortec on that Sierra 1500. Pop that off. Don't be afraid. Left hand, it's 10 and 2, just as if, Dustin, you got your hands on the steering wheel, that bad boy. 10 and 2, 10 and 2. Remember when we started driving cars? 10 and 2, the class teacher said. I want you to do the 10 and 2 on that plastic shield that says Vortec and just kind of move it up, jerk it up, jerk it up, and it'll pop right up out of there. All that is got rubber grommets in it. Male goes into female on that plastic shield. Just pop it up and get it out of the way. And, Dustin, as you're standing there looking at the engine, on the driver's side in the front of that engine, right on the top, that plastic Vortec intake manifold has got this plastic line going to the solenoid. It's very short, sweet, nothing to it. It's got a line on the back, line in the front, and you'll see the little green, the color of lettuce that you have in your wallet. You'll see that little cap. And that's where that solenoid is. We're going to replace that. Dustin, thank you for emailing us. From where? Massachusetts. We'll be right back with more Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, to fix your money lights, your e-lights, and see if we can put more lettuce in your back pocket.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Doctors have been providing an update on President Trump's treatment for coronavirus. They clarified a few statements that were confusing. The president's doctors initially said the symptoms were mild, but we know now that the president had a high fever on Friday, and twice his oxygen levels temporarily dropped. In addition to the antiviral drug remdesivir, his doctors have put him on a steroid, which is usually used in critically ill patients who have some type of lung damage. Doctors at the White House now admit they administered oxygen to him before he left for the hospital. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think this can be a unifying moment for our country. We all pray for the president and his family. We all know that we have to do more to prevent this, to crush this virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Driver's door, you might have already opened up the door, but we're going to open up all the doors and all of you are going to climb in. How many people can you get in a Volkswagen Bug? Slug Bug, they call them. Yeah, remember that, going over the air tracks and hitting your friend with the right shoulder? Oh, that hurt. Slug Bug. Woo. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along each and every week. We're all here together, and that's what it's all about, to help each and every one of us with our car, our trucks, our auto world. To call in at any one point in time, Axelrod Alex is, of course, hanging from that 28-foot board, 6 feet deep. He's ready to grab each and every button, and that number is 855-660-4261. Here's a little trivia for us. Why not? Let's do it. 1938, the first steering column gear shift in the United States is introduced by who? Cadillac. Cadillac becomes the common and most manual shift cars in 1938. When's the last time that that shifter, that three on the tree as we called it, up there on the column, first, second, third, you know, three on the tree. There was the clutch. No more clutches unless you've got a supercar. And the clutches are basically now integrated inside, folks, where the torque converter is. If you have an automatic transmission, that's called a torque converter in there. And today, like the Ford Focus, I believe that would be the price-wise, not quality-wise, but the cheapest way of doing it. They do a dual clutch, and it sounds awesome when it hits. There's no pedal, though. Paddle shifts. What's paddle shifts? No, it's not the rowboat that I was talking about on the first hour. Eat some more Snickers to go faster, right? And drink more Coca-Cola. No, or Mentos and blow up your... Anyway, no. I'm talking about the horsepower and the clutch pedal gone, period. And that those paddle shifts are up on the steering wheel. Oh, yeah, 10 and 2, 10 and 2, like we were telling Dustin with the email. You hit those paddle shifters and you're long gone. The email here at Auto World to reach me at any one point in time, we're going to do another email here in a little bit here on Auto World, the third hour. It's AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. This, real quick, Auto World Weekly News. The new 2021 BMW 4 Series convertibles coming out. It's all new. It's the second generation, folks. If you know about the BMW convertibles and you own one, you know what this is all about. They're really nice. They're fun driving and all. More style, they say. More power. Of course, torque and performance, a lot more. The latest safety, of course, the driver assist, and oh, the infotainment technologies. Creature features is what I call that. Well, what are they going to start at? The gentleman here in the first row, the people in the sixth row is pretty quiet this week for some reason. They're awake. That's all that matters to me in listening. Got the ears on. Well, the price, MSRP, starting at $53,100 for the 430i convertible plus $995. That's almost a $1,000 bill for destination to get it to you. Market launch, though, set for March 2021. And also the rear-wheel drive, folks, and the X-Drive models will be ready in July of 2021. So you might want to just take a look at that using that internet. But why not? That just come into Auto World, and I'd like to share also not only old but new goodies that are out there, and they're coming your way for sure. Absolutely, Auto World Weekly News. I like that. Absolutely. And you know one thing, real quick, we want to do it because it's time. Four, everybody know what time it is? Well, it's time for what happened on this day in automotive history. October 3rd. October 3rd. It was the 4th, actually, 1973. If you were at the Paris show, oh, yes, if you were there, you'd be going, ooh, escaping your lips. During the show, Ferrari showed off their 308 GT4. Lamborghini displayed its upcoming production version of the Countach. NSU, which hadn't made a production car yet, is about 3 years late for doing it, but they showed off an exciting new concept as well, the NSU Trapeze. I don't know where they come up with these names, but that was the NSU Trapeze, powered by a rotary engine. It wasn't the only rotary concept that failed to hit the market. Meet the Chevrolet Corvette. Two-rotor concept. That's what happened this day, folks, back in 1973. Yes, a Chevrolet Corvette two-rotor concept. My God, it's a concept car, of course. In the late 60s, General Motor engineers, they were already building a two-rotor, 266 cubic inch engine for the upcoming the Vega, the Chevrolet Vega. Those working on the new Vette concept asked for and received permission to use the new engine as their car's heart. However, it wasn't originally a mid-engine, according to Hemmings Motor News, but the design was way too, to economize packaging, they called it, to globalize the Corvette's appeal. They didn't like it. A few months later, the two-rotor got a baby brother with twice the rotors. The four-rotor mid-engine Corvette featured a 390 cubic inch engine. The design was beautiful, according to, I'm going to butcher his name, Zorro. He was the father of the Corvette back in the day. To quote him further, folks, looking back at my 20-year association with styling, this is the best design ever produced. He said, did not normally wear his heart on his sleeve, but for him to say such things as that back in that day was a sign of love between him and the rotary Corvette. He believed it would, make an exceptional production vehicle. It didn't, though. It was given the go-ahead at the time. Unfortunately, it would be emissions regulations. Oh, yeah, see, emissions, ethanol, you never know. He should have been putting ethanol in to keep clean emissions. An ongoing gas crisis back then, they would deny him that wish. The cost of making the rotary engine were increasingly strict. Exhaust rules was, big time. And to make them less fuel at the time with less MPGs, couldn't do it. So they went bye-bye. Corvette to its knees with the rotary engine. Well, the Corvette's still alive, and that is what happened on this day in automotive history. I like doing this. There's a lot of history out there, and I don't know, you Corvette lovers, would you have ever bought a rotary? I don't know. The Mazda is, to me, is the got that sewed up. When you think of Rotary, you're thinking Mazda, aren't you? Yeah. Well, I am. I am. Absolutely. Rotary. Detroit. What's happened to Detroit here lately? Well, September 30th. And that was just a couple days ago. North American Car, Utility, and Truck of the Year. That stands NACTOY. Well, North American Car, Utility, and Truck of the Year, folks, is coming up. The awards, that is. And they're going to announce 27 new vehicles that have made its list of semifinals for the 2021 awards. I've been there live. No, I was broadcasting my show, but I wasn't on stage doing it. I was not the MC, but I was broadcasting my show at the time and giving it to you. It was awesome, and hopefully we might be able to get out there and do it again. So you're saying, okay, so give us a little touch and taste of the North American Car, Utility, and Truck of the Year. Oh, yeah, well, 2021 is what year this is for, and I'm going to do that. Right here, right now. We got a little time before the break. And so, the semifinalists, though. Now, this is semifinalists, and they have to be voted in. It's pretty lengthy. There's a lot to be involved with. There's a lot of people on the board, the panel, etc., that they hand-pick, hand-choose, etc., to get a, well, an opinion of what they believe. And I'm not on the board, but I'm a person that, you know, everybody asks me, what's a good car, truck, what would you want, what do you drive? And, you know, if I say what I drive, then they say, well, if he's a mechanic technician for 45 years in this field, I'm going to buy what he owns. So let's back up the bus. That's great, and that's fine. And I don't have the time to work on my own cars. And do I really want to? When we come back, you're going to find out the semifinalists, the car of the year. That's 2021. Way ahead of schedule there on that one. And that's what I like to do here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The feeling of the drive-in. Yes, the feeling of the drive-in. They're back. We're driving in. I drove past the place they told me about, and I was just warm and fuzzy. They, of course, is a church, many acres of church parking lot there, and they turned it into a drive-in and playing songs like that and watching the old drive-in movie right there. Oh yeah. Welcome back to Auto World, folks. Good to have you along. The third hour of Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. It's always been a pleasure to be with you. I've been with Auto World since about 95, 96 when Bob Long asked me to join him on his show, Auto World. We were sitting in the grass field at Greenwich Concours d'Elegance out of Dearborn, Michigan, and I was honored. We were talking about a lot of things, and we just turned into some great friends. And today, Bob's health is not doing well at all. He's not able to do the show anymore. And he asked me if he and his wife, they asked me, I didn't know this until he asked, Sharon asked. And so I'm behind the microphone doing an Auto World. I'm very proud and sad, but I'm praying for Bob to get better. And we're going to carry Auto World all the way down the road, and we're going to take you places, and we're going to get people to say things they probably shouldn't say. Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about for you, the listeners. It's an interactive talk radio program that it's all about you, the star. And with that said, the email here at Auto World, you can do that email anytime, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, the phone number, 855-660-4261. Call it anytime. I do honor you. You're the folks that make this happen, because if it wasn't you listening on all our fine affiliate stations, radio stations that take Auto World, I wouldn't be here to help you. And as I said earlier, if I'm flying in the airplane looking in that tube, I'm flying and looking down, I'm going, there's a lot of cars to fix out there. I need to get going on that. So there you go. Well, hey, got a little news here real quick about Auto World. Not about Auto World, but coming into Auto World. Sales are up. With who, you say? General Motors. Yes, Q3 came in. U.S. sales for General Motors were up 9.9%. That's not too bad as long as they're up. That means good news. That means more lettuce. I don't know what kind of lettuce you like, but it's usually ones, fives, tens, twenties, fifties, hundreds. Anyway, how'd they do it? Where'd they do it? What kind of cars did it? Well, here's what did it. Pickups and SUVs. So all, each and every one of us are buying more pickups and SUVs than back buying the cars. But I do gotta salute the Chevrolet Impala. They have that. It's back. It's been out. And I've actually had a chance to drive, taste, touch, feel in the back seat sitting there. So that's the first place I go. I'm 6'3". I go in the back seat to see if my head hits the ceiling. And I ask the salesman, take me for a drive. So I'm very lucky. I go in to talk to these guys, the dealers, all the time visiting stuff, not only buying parts to fix cars in the greasy garage shop, but also for the auto world side. And great car. But you're not buying them. You're not buying them as much as the pickups and SUVs. Now, here's a little bit of news to add to that, that in fact, the total sales here for the year so far are 15.9 million sales so far through the year, and we're getting closer to the end of the year. Of course, the election's starting to come up and all that, and that we won't go there with that politic news, but it is coming your way, and I want you to vote. Vote for your best car, and vote on the other side too, okay? 15.9. Now, back here last year, I think it got all the way up to like 17.1, 17.3. So we're sloughing a little bit, folks. You're sloughing on buying those cars. And, of course, the leases are going bye-bye. I mean, they're not going all the way bye-bye, but you're buying more than you are leasing, okay? So a little bit of news there for you that I wanted to share with you this week. Absolutely. Now, a little bit of trivia again. Let's go back to the trivia bank. 1982. Remember that year? Oh, that was a good year. Well, I hope it was a good year for you. Well, 1982, after being the first of the big three to stop producing convertibles in 1970, they did. Chrysler is the first to reintroduce the ragtop option in 1982. What model did they reintroduce the convertible, the ragtop? What model was it? The LeBaron. I don't know if I want to say anything about that. Worked on quite a few of them, keeping them going, the ragtops up and down, etc. But where they hid the battery? Oh, boy. I didn't like where they put the battery. Neither did the customer of that car, the LeBaron, because it was costly to get into it and replace it. So, how's your battery doing? It's coming into the W letter, the W word, winter. Hope your battery's doing good. This is the time, folks, to look at your battery. And I'm going to give you a little bit of knowledge there and some Auto World tips on the word battery. You're saying to yourself, and you're looking at me right now, and the people in the second row are saying we're covered, but the people in the first row aren't happy. We're going to get you happy. Because I'm going to teach you how to read a battery. This is the time, even though the battery, guys in the sixth row back here, yeah, they don't need a battery, they're saying. Oh, you do. Maybe. If your battery is working great right now, you're probably still in warm weather. But we're knocking on the door of W, and W is winter. I want you to make sure that your batteries, throw the battery, replace the battery before it's dead on the side of the road. The old cars could have a dead battery. The new cars can't have a dead battery, meaning that you can't wait till the last day, the last second when it goes click, 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 click. If you do, folks, you could be basically getting charged for a new computer once you get it towed. Or, oh yeah, AAA, great organization. I think it's $45, $50 a year. They jumpstart you four times to get you going, even if you run out of gas, okay? A selfless plug there, but hey, they work. It works. But let's get back to the battery. Your battery. If you can't find the sticker on the top, because they didn't notch it out on the sticker, you know, the date, the month, and all that, just look for the little sticker on the side, this little round sticker, and it's got a letter and it's got a number on it. The letter is the month. The number is the year. So if it has A being what month? January. Z being what's the last month of the year, everybody? Raise your hand, second row. Okay, go ahead, a lady there in the second row, December. Okay, you're right. Okay, so if you've got a alphabet there on the sticker, and it's got a B on it. That's, let's see, January. That's February. It was born in February, and it's got an 11 on it. Well, that'd be 2011. So how old's your battery? So most all of you are going to find out that your batteries that are in your car right now are working just fine. But when you, once you look at the sticker and you say, well, my gosh, my battery is 7 years old. Uh-oh, folks, and it's still working good, isn't it? Guess what? Most batteries only have a three, five, and a seven-year warranty, period. So if you're knocking on the door at 7 years and you see that sticker and it's only a three-year battery, say goodbye. Come what month? Probably the last part of November. It's going to get cold and it won't start on you. You're done. You're cooked. And you'll be on the side of the road. And the computer in your car will not like a dead battery because it has to keep running. It has to stay alive. So, oh, by the way, if that sticker's gone, they'll brand and melt that J11 into the plastic case, by the way. Okay? It's well worth looking at your battery, and I wanted to get that out there because we're real close to that, and that's the most crucial part of your commuting to get to the grocery store. You might be working at home, but you know, you got to get grub, don't you? Yeah. You got to get your hair done, girls. Nails done. You got to get to the nail salon, all right? So I wanted to get that out of there, and I do appreciate each and every one of you coming into Auto World today, coming into the Greasy Garage Studio, and of course I'm broadcasting Auto World in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, and it's always a pleasure to be with you each and every week. Next week, like I said, we had a live interview with Mark Roush. Next week, you never know who I'm going to slip in on you or who's going to call me. I like to surprise each and every one of you to help you with your car needs, wants, your screams. Hey, that'd be a good thing. You can't email me your scream, but email me at any time at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I want to thank everybody that helps me put on the show. Of course, Axelrod Alex, he's a producer. Appreciate it, Alex. General Motor George, he chief engineer, keeps me wired. Audi Adam, always taking care of affiliates. Thank you, Audi. Adam. Lug Nutley, the program director, marketing manager. Of course, T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Oh, yeah, the know-it-all janitor, Loudmouth Jay. He's keeping the microphone clean. Oh, yeah, who keeps my seat cushion warm? Seat Cushion Susie. Don't forget my customer care expert, Who Cares Willie. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Drive safe, motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.